We would like municipality to hear our voice and adhere to our request. It's not something that cannot be fixed. Hopefully it gets to the mayor's ears.
And I really think it's unfair for the anglers not to be allowed to fish.
No, actually, we're feeling quite wrong.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
So guys, let's get into the topic that has been on everyone's lips since the start of the year. It's been controversial. Some guys feel victimized. The city feels as though they're doing the right thing. We are talking about Blue Lagoon and the ban that's been going on since the 8th of January. Now, I have been in touch with EWS, that's the Tukwini Water Council. I've been mailing them since the 25th of February. This was the day after the doozy. And then I got a reply, said the fishing ban is still in place, with nothing further to communicate. I mailed back asking for further replies. I've got no replies. These correspondents went on the 4th of March, on the 20th of March, on the 3rd of April, on the 13th of April, and all the way into May as well. Those were my emails. I've also been in contact with the person that passed on the memorandum to me, saying, pass on the message to the guys at Blue Lagoon and the anglers out there to say that Blue Lagoon, as of the 8th of January, is closed with immediate effect due to the high E. coli levels and damage to the infrastructure. I've been in touch with her since February as well, and several WhatsApps where I've been getting a friendly reply, but a single line saying the ban still stands. So in a nutshell, since my second mail to EWS, I've never received a reply, and my WhatsApps has been one-liners. I am sitting with a few gentlemen from the Blue Lagoon angling crew. I'm here with Kamal, I'm here with Dylan and Neville. Guys, thank you for joining me on the show.
You're welcome. Good evening, you are Vinesh.
All right. Okay, let's start off with Kamal. Right, I've been interviewing you for a couple of times on this topic.
Yes, we have.
Right, we are at least about 5 months into the ban.
Yeah.
How are you guys feeling right now about everything?
Yeah, actually, we're feeling quite robbed. The reason being that Blue Lagoon has never been a swimming beach for a very long time. And we've been here many years, since kids. But what doesn't make sense to me is that the fact that Blue Lagoon's closed for fishing because of high E. coli levels. Understandable.
Yes.
But beaches like Laguna and another beach, basically 2 kilometers, 3 kilometers away from here, is open to fishing but closed to bathing because of high E. coli levels.
Oh.
Now, that really does not make sense to me.
It wouldn't make sense to anyone, I think.
Yes.
Especially if there are people in the water and you are standing on the edge of the water.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we've noticed here in the Blue Lagoon area, people are in the water, even though it's not a designated swimming beach. They are collecting water for traditional purposes. And there's canoeing going on. There's boats coming really close to try and catch snook on calm waters. So that's direct water contact. And when we do catch fish here, it's cooked.
Yes, we had that topic with the sardine run last year when E. coli was high. Was it safe to eat fish? And the guys came back saying, as long as it's well cooked, it should be fine for consumption.
Yes, 100%. So whatever fish we get is well cooked. And there's a lot of guys that live in and around the area that uses Blue Lagoon as a substance. It provides their families with a meal.
Yeah.
I know some of them do sell their fish. Unfortunately, it's not allowed, but it happens. So a bit of money helps them. School fees, getting the kids out. And I've also spoken to the guys, the hawkers here, the traders. The fishing ban has affected them a lot in terms of sales of their food. Personally, myself, when I'm fishing at the forehand, I support the guys with the trolleys, with their cool drinks, their water, and things they buy from them. They also complained to me when they saw me, you know what, sales are low because no fishermen. These guys selling food here, same story. The only time they're making money is basically on a Sunday.
Mm.
Whereas when they were fishermen, they were making money from Thursday night. This is the source of income. And we haven't had real proper explanation from the DEF or the municipality on why and what's happening. Just like in the past when they put out charts showing on the different E. coli levels on what's dangerous and what's safe. I haven't seen one of those in months. My question is, water being tested? What are the levels?
Yeah.
How can you estimate a level if it's not being tested? If it was tested, show us proof of it being tested and I would understand.
Okay, so we're looking for some proof on that.
Some proof, yes.
All right, so I'm going to jump to Dalen right now. And Dalen is the chairman of Blue Lagoon Angling Crew. Dalen, have you guys been in touch with the municipality or the water council directly yourselves?
Thank you, Vinesh. We have been trying our best to get in contact with the right people in municipality. However, the contact is very limited, trying to get it. The insight normally gets shied away. And we always trying our best to send an email or send a letter or try to get it through to the right people. Hopefully it gets to the mayor's ears and something can happen about this situation here. As a chairman of Blue Lagoon Angling Crew, I have a club to coordinate. And we are a growing club. We want to accommodate many more people coming in. Mm-hmm. And Blue Lagoon Angling Crew is supposed to be fishing at Blue Lagoon. So it's a big problem for us. It's a big problem. We would like municipality to hear our voice and just adhere to our request. It's not something that cannot be fixed. I believe that if our municipality gets together and understands our situation that we're experiencing at Blue Lagoon, we'd be able to get this problem sorted out and the guys can continuously fish at Blue Lagoon. Just one more thing, Vinesh.
Mm.
When we come here on a weekend and we put a line out and we enjoy fishing, the point of Blue Lagoon is the hot spot for game fish.
We're approaching that season right now.
We are in game fish season. It is a hot spot and it's totally different from fishing on the surf because that point produces good results.
Sure.
So they are taking away the hot spot from us. And it's actually for 5 months now, we're not getting any insight. We would like to know what's happening.
All right. On those notes, Neville, you guys have been patient for quite a while. I'm just curious to know your thoughts on this. From what I've heard before, you're also one of the guys that grew up fishing Blue Lagoon. Yes, yes. And apart from the COVID where everywhere was banned, the take that I'm getting is that only Blue Lagoon is closed. And this is your club. This is your home ground. How does that make you feel right now? Is there something you'd like to say about this?
Firstly, thank you, Vinesh, for having us here. And Captain Kamal, Vice Captain Mr. Dalen, to be honest, guys, the closure of Blue Lagoon has significantly impacted our daily routines as well and our livelihoods at Blue Lagoon, where we as a team, as Blue Lagoon, we are like family and friends where we meet up like on an odd day after work and stuff just to come and chill, put a bait out, and it's really impacted us. And even in our health-wise as well, where we come down to take a walk to Blue Lagoon onto the promenade, not only to put a bait, like just to sit at the point. And I really think it's unfair for the anglers not to be allowed to fish on the point. And as Kamal said, that 1 kilometer or 2 kilometers away from Blue Lagoon, the guys can still fish, which does not make sense to me, because if the E. coli levels are contaminating the water at Blue Lagoon, Laguna is not far.
Yeah.
We need some answers, please.
Okay, no. So we're going to wrap this up with going back to Dalen. Dalen, a message to the anglers about where you guys stand right now.
Okay. We are working on contacting the right people. We are definitely working on that. So we want to send a message out to all the anglers and tell them that Blue Lagoon Angling Crew, our committee is hard at work at working at getting Blue Lagoon open for the guys so we can fish. Not only just open to fish, but we would also like the municipality to repair the problem and then open it, because that would be a vital part of fishing safely at Blue Lagoon. So we do understand the ban. We do understand the closure. We do understand it. And we feel that the wait is a bit too long and we need to start tapping in deeper now.
All right. Okay. Kamal, do you have any last... Is there anything you want to ask the municipality?
Yes. As I mentioned before, yes, they need to come back to us with results and provide proof of what's going on. Because if the levels are still high, it's rather concerning to us all. So, yes, please, can we have proof? And just a word out to the anglers. Guys, I am positive. Most 99% of blue lugget anglers know me. I am positive that the point will open sometime.
Will it be in time? That's the question.
Yeah, that's the thing. But my message out to the anglers is when it does open and you guys do come back to fish, please, I appeal, please be neat, be clean, and be civil. Pick up your dirt and don't mess the place with things like bait and things because it causes a terrible smell.
All right. So, guys, this is where we stand right now with Blue Lagoon Angling Crew. I'm sure the municipality has their reasons. We would just like to hear about those reasons. But we will be in touch with a lot more coming out from that. So watch the space and let us know in the comments how you feel about this as well. Share those comments on our social media threads, Blue Lagoon Angling Crew. I'm sure there's some social media pages out there. I'll drop it in the links below. And let us know how you're feeling about this. And let us know if you can assist. So that rounds off our deep dive for this week. Stay tuned. We'll be back with a lot more. The sardines are coming. Hopefully Blue Lagoon is going to be opening up in time for that as well. Thank you, guys. Thanks for joining me this morning. All right. Good evening, guys.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.